This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Time for a new set of tires? From now through June 23rd, you can get a $70 MasterCard prepaid card after mail-in rebate when you buy any set of four Michelin brand tires, only at your local Michelin dealer. Find the right Michelin tire and get the expert service you deserve at Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue in Litchfield. See redemption form at participating dealers for complete offer details. Offer expires 6/23/12. Void where prohibited. The card is issued by CTI pursuant to a license from the MasterCard International Incorporated.
10 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. July wheat trading at 6.32 and a half, down 9 and a quarter. September wheat trading at 6.49 and a quarter, down 8 and three quarter. July corn now trading at 5.90, that's down 4. September corn trading at 5.38 and a quarter, down 4 and three quarter. July soybeans trading at 14.16 and a quarter, down 11 and three quarter. August beans trading at 13.92 and a half, down 13 and three quarter. The overnight crude oil market, $2.54 lower at 82.28. The Brent crude, $2.08 lower at 97.85. The August gold contract, $8.80 lower at $1,579.20. while the U.S. dollar index 0.546 higher at 82.795. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat closed at 668 and a half. That was up 13 and a half. July wheat closing at 641 and three quarter. That's up 17 and a half. September wheat 658. That's up 18 and three quarter. December wheat, 682 and a quarter, up 17 and a quarter. July corn yesterday closed at 594. That was up 7 and three quarter. September corn closed at 543, up 15 and a half. December corn closed at 536 and a half, up 17. July soybeans yesterday closed at 1428. That's up 41 and three quarter. August beans closed at 1406 and a quarter, up 40. September beans closed at 1370 and a quarter, up 41 and a half. July soybean meal yesterday closed at 425.50, up 109. August meal closed at 415.30, up 122. September meal closed at 401.70, up $1.28. July soybean oil yesterday closed at 50.39, up 114. August oil closed at 50.60, up 113. September oil closed at 50.82, up $1.14. July oats yesterday closed at $3. That was up 5 and three quarter. And September oats closed at 2.96 and a quarter. That's up 2 and a half. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were sharply higher on Thursday afternoon. Dry weather conditions and a bleak outlook for rain next week across the Midwest has sparked both fund and commercial buying. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 12 cents higher, 614 to 629. Soybean bids were mostly 42 cents up at 1412 to 1428. In the southern part of the state, Shell corn bids were 8 to 11 cents higher, 621 to 645. Soybean bids were 40 to 44 cents higher, 1415 to 1437. Wheat bids closed 17 to 20 cents up at 620 to 642. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators and Mills reported corn bids 7 to 10 cents higher, ranging from 621 to 627. Soybeans were 41 to 48 cents higher, 1425 to 1437. Wheat prices closed 17 to 20 cents up, 620 to 631. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 8 to 9 cents higher, 631 to 636. Soybeans ended 43 to 47 cents up at 1445 to 1449. Wheat prices were 18 to 24 cents higher, 623 to 634. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 cents higher, 638 to 644. These elevators jumped their soybean prices 38 to 43 cents, with quotations at 1456 to 1457. Soft wheat closed 23 cents up, 644 to 645. Milo ended the day 8 cents higher at 559 to 560. Illinois production cost report, production cost items statewide, cash prices bulk, FOB distributor per ton unless otherwise stated, anhydrous ammonia from $7.50 to $8.85, average $8.2875, down $5.25. Urea 4600 from $700 to $791, average $7.5021, that is up $18.38. Liquid nitrogen 28% spread from $3.90 to $4.30, average $4.1567, down 14 cents. DAPs from $600 to $690, average $631.77, down $2.48, and MAPs $622 to $725, average $676.40, and that is down $13.60. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, June hogs closed at $93.07, up $1.12. July hogs closed at $93.32, up 62. August hogs closed at $92.02, up 17. June cattle yesterday closed at $119.35, up $1.67. August cattle closed at $120.42, up 112. October cattle closed at $125, up $1.20. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at $159.10, up 115. September feeders closed at 160.20, up 95. October feeders closed at 161.22, up 97. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
Well, this is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's closing livestock report for Thursday. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hogs, negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 4,717 head today. They traded $2.89 higher from $82.74 to $93, with a weighted average of $86.16. And in Illinois today, there were 13,775 head of bears and gilts sold. Primal cutout value for a hog carcass was down 70 cents today at $83.86. The Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Bull Report, sows traded steady with U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from 42 to 44. 4 to 5 weights from 43 to 47, and over 500 pounds from $46 to $49. Illinois direct bears and gilts traded steady to a dollar higher today from $56 to $61. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Thursday, hogs are at 401,000 on the day. That's down 18,000 from last week and up 2,000 from a year ago. Cattle are at 130,000 on the day. That's unchanged from last week and up 3,000 from last year. The USDA's estimated box beef choice cutout values, there was a total of 135 fabricated loads and 66 trim loads. Choice carcasses were up 29 cents at $1.9742, while selects were down 46 pennies at $1.8431, leaving the choice select spread at $13.10. At the Greenville Livestock Auction on Wednesday, they had 1,970 head on offer. Compared to last week, all classes of slaughter cattle traded steady. This week there was included a special feeder cattle sale. Slaughter steers choice 2s to 3s, 124 to $1.21.5, while selecting choice cattle were at $1.17.5 to $1.20.50. Choice Holsteins were from $1.09.5 to $1.14, while selecting choice Holsteins were at $1.06.5 to $1.09.50. Choice heifers traded from $1.18.5 to $1.22, while select and choice heifers were from $1.16.5 to $1.18.50. In the feeder cattle division, you had medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights from $1.86 to $1.97, 5 to 5.5 weights from $1.83 to $1.83.5, and some 6.5 weight calves from $1.54 to $1.60, 7.25 to 8 weights at $1.50.25 to $1.55, and part loads weighing from 8.5 to 900 pounds from $1.43.5 to $1.40.5. Medium and large ones and twos, 3.5 to 4 weights at $1.86 to $1.94, a few at 4.5, they're thin fleshed at $1.94, 5 to 5.5 weights from $1.75 to $1.84, and 7 to 7.5 weights at $1.46 to $1.48, and others weighing 8 to 8.5 at $1.44 to $1.47. Feeder Holsteins, large threes, weighing 2.5 to 300 pounds from $1.53 to $1.55, 4 to 4.5 weights at $1.37 to $1.42, 4.5 to 5 weights from $1.28 to $1.36, and 5 to 5.25 weights at $1.32 to $1.36. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, from 3 to 4 weights from $1.84 to $1.91, and 5 to 6 weights from $1.62 to $1.65. Part load weighing 800 at $1.37.5. Medium and large ones and twos traded from $1.75 to $1.78, weighing 4.75 to 5 weights. 6.5 to 7 weights at 146.5 to 147.25. Thank you. Again, this has been Joe Massey. Now back to the main studios of WSMI.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from yesterday. Butter, 141, up a half. Block cheese, 165, up 4.75. Barrel cheese, 152.25, unchanged. The latest spot price we have for Class 3 milk, $15.47. And the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville are not available this morning. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Coming up next, we'll have a check of Color Radar weather.
It's the Sangamon County Fair, June 13th through the 17th in New Berlin. Wednesday, June 13th, get ready for the FMX Freestyle Motocross Show. Thursday, June 14th, an evening with Luke Bryan. Friday, June 15th, Justin Moore with special guest Kip Moore. Saturday, June 16th, Cracker Barrel Old Country Store presents Josh Turner with special guest Casey James. And Sunday, it's the Demolition Derby. Fair admission includes unlimited carnival rides and all grandstand entertainment. Get more at sangcofair.com. Brought to you by Bayer Crop Science, Syngenta Crop Protection, and Smokey Jennings Chevrolet.
621 Color Radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the mid-80s, light and variable winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 60s, and for tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, the high about 90. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower Monday and Tuesday. Low temperatures in the upper 60s, highs in the mid-80s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure rising. Our temperature, 54 degrees under mostly clear skies. And this check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Litchfield National Bank, by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. First of all, in our farm news today, here are the prices from the Greenville Livestock Auction. Compared to last week, slaughter steers, heifers, and Holstein steers traded steady. This week's sale included a special feeder cattle sale. However, due to limited coverage the past several weeks, no trend available for those feeder cattle. The slaughter steers select in choice range from 118 to 121. Slaughter Holstein steers select and choice ranged from 103.22 to 108.72. Slaughter heifers, select and choice, ranged from 112.98 to 120.69. And the feeder steers, medium and large one, range from $138 to $200. Feeder Holsteins ranged from $133.88 to $158. Feeder heifers range from $127 to $189.18. And feeder bulls range from $130 to $174. Slaughter steers accounted for about 3% of the total run. Slaughter Holstein steers 5%, heifers 6%, the feeder cattle 86% of the total run. And among those feeders, steers accounted for about 43%, heifers 35%, Holstein steers 21%, feeder bulls 1%, and the feeders over 600 pounds accounted for about 46% of the total. The total receipts, 1,969 head Wednesday. Last week, 497 head, and a year ago, 397 head. On Wednesday, we talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brink, and we discussed the condition of the area's corn crop.
The corn crop, obviously, we're very dry now in most areas. And one interesting thing, the 1st of May, the crop was rated good to excellent on 88% of the acres, and by the end of May, I think that rating had dropped to about 67% or so. So it dropped dramatically, obviously based upon the lack of moisture. It was very dry month. Growing degree days, however, have been accumulated at a tremendous rate. I think last I saw, there were about 115 growing degree days above normal. So you look at some of this maybe early planted March corn, or maybe mid-March corn, it only needs about maybe 300 growing degree days in order for pollination to start. So, you know, in a couple weeks, some of this mid-March corn, maybe a little bit later March corn, we could start seeing some tasseling. Now, as far as the dry weather is concerned, have we seen any yield loss? The short answer to that to this point is no. However, as you would, as everybody knows, you know, when this dry weather continues longer into the growing season, that's when we start getting some potential yield reduction. And what happens, you know, the leaves roll up. When we do see leaf rolling, we know that the photosynthetic rate decreases in the plant. The leaves are going to be smaller, and you know, in the long run, that's going to decrease the total photosynthetic rate later on. Now, we can certainly rebound from this. Just because we've had dry weather now doesn't mean, you know, we're going to have a short crop. And obviously, if we're going to have dry weather, now's the time to have it. And we've seen this before. Year, for example, 2004, we were very dry early, and then we got ideal growing conditions later in the growing season, the second half of the growing season, and we had a tremendous crop. So there's no correlation right now. However, you know, as we continue to go from week to week and this is extended, then we get a little bit more more concerned. So hopefully this will turn around, and maybe we'll get some moisture here within the next few days, a few weeks, and turn this situation around. But up to now, I don't think there's been any yield decrease. But again, the potential is there for a yield decrease if this should continue.
One thing I saw in a field passing by on the highway, the tips of the leaves were turning yellow along the end rows. And they were very, very yellow, almost like in the fall.
On the end rows, many times you run into a situation where there's not you know, good fertilizer coverage on those end rows, particularly potassium. I see this about every year that we don't get, you know, good fertilizer coverage to the, you know, edge of the field, and we start seeing some yellow leaves there. And you look at the pattern of the yellowing on the leaf, and you can tell it's some potassium deficiency there. But normally, I've walked a number of corn fields. I've been very impressed. You know, so far, the color is good. So I think the root system is stretching out and getting into that nitrogen zone. Some producers are putting on supplemental nitrogen, and I think that's probably a pretty good idea. But one thing that does bother me, a lot of these fields very thick crust situation. The soil is very, very hard, and I'm concerned that we don't have the good oxygen flow from to the root system. So I think this might be holding up some growth as well.
That concern you had, you just mentioned, is that from, say, tillage practices or just simply lack of rain?
Well, lack of rain, and also on the opposite end of the scale, you know, a tremendous amount of rain shortly after planting. You know, we got crusting, and then, you know, we don't cultivate anymore. However, I did talk to a producer in a Fillmore area recently, and he just bought a cultivator, and he cultivated, you know, several hundred acres of corn. And, you know, I like to see, you know, the surface of that soil a little bit more mellow than what some of these fields are showing. So, but I think that's a result of the tremendous amount of rainfall we had shortly after planting. And then we started turning, you know, warm and dry. And, you know, there wasn't anything there to soften that surface.
You mentioned the soil to look mellow. Can you describe that term?
Well, it's just, you know, a little softer as compared to a hard crust. You know, just you can... You know, you can put it in your hand. You can feel it. But now, you know, what a lot of these fields have these crusts. It's just, you know, almost as hard as your floor in your house. So we'd just like to see a little bit looser soil to where I say there's some oxygen flow between, you know, the soil and into the root system. And this is what we've had the past several years. We've had some oxygen starvation in some of these plants, and, you know, it comes as a result of this hard crust. So, you know, I always like to see, you know, this crust broken up a little bit. I know there's not much cultivation, but, you know, side dressing nitrogen at times can help with that. I know several producers are doing that, wanting to put a little supplemental nitrogen on anyway, and they're using an anhydrous applicator to, soften that soil, to mellow that soil up.
And that was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau talked to Jim Kaichak of the Illinois Pork Producers at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. We talked this week with Jim Kaichak, Executive Director of the Illinois Pork Producers. We caught up with Jim at World Pork Expo in Des Moines. Why do you come out to Expo?
Well, we come out to, I guess it's like reunion time for Illinois producers. You walk about five steps, see somebody else to talk to, stand and talk for a half hour. It's a good opportunity to catch up with folks and find out what's going on in the industry. And it's a less formal setting than a lot of times where, you know, we have meetings and different things going on. Here you can actually try to find out exactly what individual farmers are doing on their operations, changes, what they're hearing through the swine vine, and getting up to date on everything that's going on.
It's kind of, as we were talking about the issue of the day, animal care, gestation stalls, all those are hot topics in the media. Unfortunately, because we've got a lot of other things to celebrate and talk about, but that does seem to be the issue of the day.
Yeah, it does, unfortunately, and I think it's going to continue to be the issue of discussion and the topic of discussion. In fact, it's one of the discussion points that we're setting up for our summer meeting in Illinois, is specifically to talk about that. Less talk about the issue of stalls versus pens, and more of for producers to get an idea of what are my opportunities into the future, if I want to stay with pen, or with stalls, or if I want to adjust to pens. What am I looking at for cost, efficiencies, production issues? Packing opportunities, where might I be able to get a contract, what's it going to mean, am I going to be discounted in my price, all those kind of things is really, I think that we need to talk about a more pragmatic discussion of the issue as opposed to the emotional issue, because so many marketing decisions continue to be made, regardless of the facts in a lot of cases, but at least, you know, we need to start supplying producers with information so that they can make informed decisions about how they want to move forward into the future.
Because you make a great point, because we were just talking about science, research. We have that. It just doesn't seem like anyone's listening.
No, and, you know, I think, you know, as more and more we talk about this, I know that MPPC and Pork Board are both making efforts to try to do more to educate the CEOs. There's a plan to do that. There's, different tactics that are being used. Unfortunately, a lot of what seems to happen is it's the knee-jerk reaction, regardless of the facts that are out there, that have clearly been out there for quite some time. These marketing decisions continue to be made, you know, against the advice of science. And that's, you know, I don't know how you counter that. I think we can keep doing what we're working on doing, but still, at the end of the day, I don't think we want to run into producers and say, okay, well, we lost on this, and tomorrow it's effective, and, oh, by the way, you need to make significant modifications by tomorrow. We need to start making some, at least presenting them what options exist. They can make informed decisions on their own as to how they intend to move forward. I'm not directing one way or the other, but at least trying to provide some avenues for them to consider.
Jim Kaichuk, Executive Director of the Illinois Pork Producers at World Pork Expo this past week. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
In other farm news this morning, the price difference between choice grading beef and select, or the choice select spread, is often used as the indicator of quality beef demand. Reporter Skip Davis has more.
Oklahoma State Ag Economist Darrell Peel explains that it's more complicated than that.
The choice and select are part of our commodity grading system, if you will, which we use for beef. And beef is inherently not a commodity. It's a differentiated product from the ground up because every animal and every cut of meat is different. So we have used the commodity grades as represented by choice and select to broadly indicate quality in the market.
But in the past few decades, the rise in programs like Certified Angus Beef have altered that market signal.
What we've seen over time is more evolution towards branded products or various other ways to differentiate that market. And in the long run, I think those become more important relative to the choice select spread. So it's arguably true that the choice select spread is less indicative or less representative of that. I think folks are, many of these product markets are working at a narrower, more defined set of specs than just the choice select difference that we see in the market.
Peel says this can send confusing signals to ranchers. In a time when all cattle are worth more, does it pay to look toward quality beef production?
Well, they're worth a lot of money right now, but I think there's always a need to pursue quality at some level in the market. You know, we produce a lot of different products, and so it's not about one kind of cattle or whatever. It's always going to be about a mix of products, and that top-end market is very important, will always be there, and I think it continues to grow at any rate. So definitely, I think quality is still worth pursuing.
And it may be even more important now. Nation market data says premium beef programs fare better in tough economies.
What it says is when people, if they are going to save up and invest in a special occasion meal, they want it to really be a special occasion. And so that top-end market probably has even more potential in that sense relative to a broader-based, a little bit lower-level market.
Reporting for Certified Angus Beef, this is Skip Davis.
Thursday morning, the United States Senate voted for cloture, getting the ball rolling on farm bill negotiations. As it stands, the bill represents significant reform of American agricultural policy. By ending direct payments, counter-cyclical payments, the SURE program, and the ACRE program, the bill achieves billions in savings while strengthening responsible market-based risk management tools that prevents farmers and farm jobs from being wiped out because of weather disasters or market volatility. It's 6:36 on this Friday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat now trading at 6:32. That's down 9 3/4. September wheat now trading at 6:48 3/4, down 9 1/4. July corn trading at 5:90. That's down 4. September corn trading at 5:39 1/4, down 3 3/4. July beans trading at 14:18 1/4, down 9 3/4. August beans trading at 13:94 1/4, that's down 12. Coming up later this morning, about 9:32, we'll have the opening commodity markets on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. The overnight crude oil market, 254 lower at 82.28. Brent crude, 208 lower at 97.85. The August gold contract, $8.80 lower at $1,579.20. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Litchfield National Bank, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive.